yet want to limit how profitable production is to Russian President Putin, the Group of Seven leading industrial nations are trying to hammer out a complex plan to cap the price Russia can fetch from oil sales to non-G7 countries as part of a menu of sanctions aimed at Russia. These dopes, the G7, they couldn't make a ham sandwich, let alone hammer out a fucking complex plan to cap Russian oil prices from non-G7 countries. Give me a break. Biden is one of these G7 dopes. You think he's... The only thing he can hammer out is what he hammers out in his adult diaper. I'm just saying. I know, kids. It's tough. The goal here is to starve Russia, starve Putin of his main source of cash, and force down the price of Russian oil to help blunt the impact of Putin's war at the pump. A senior Biden administration official said, oh, so you know it's going to fail. Wasn't the original plan was to lower the value of the ruble? And initially the ruble took a dive. Now it's actually higher than before the sanctions. So another Biden administration scheme that involves you paying more at the pump. Not in Russia. We've done stories in Russia. I think gas is like $2.75 a gallon in Russia. Are you paying $2.75 a gallon? No, you're not. So who's getting soaked here? The dual objective of G7 leaders have been to take direct aim at Putin's revenues. Hasn't worked, particularly through energy. Hasn't worked, but also to minimize the spillovers and the impact on the G7 economies and the rest of the world. Hasn't worked. Couldn't we just pump our own fucking oil and drill our own oil? I mean, and then it's over. We're done. We don't have to worry about this shit. No. Biden can't do it. He can't do it because his overlords told him he can't do it. Biden can only do what he's told to do. He's a complete and utter puppet and a parrot. They don't realize it. I think Putin has all the leverage. He's proven it since this whole thing started. And Biden has made one feckless fucking mistake after another. Or has he? Or is this a scheme to soak you even further and then blame it on Russia? And then, you know, he can... You think Biden cares whether you pay 10, 11, 12 bucks at the pump? Oh, yeah? Could be more than that, too. Barrel of oil goes to 380. I don't even know what that would translate into. Chaos. It would translate into chaos is what it would translate into. Yeah. I see problems. I see fires. I see fucking demonstrations. I see problems. No matter how much your gas station is charging for gas, if it's up in flames, going by world history, Venezuela, other places, etc. They played this game, and all it cost them was their entire society. I think Biden gives a shit. He doesn't pay for gas. He doesn't pay for gas. Even if he had to pay for gas, he wouldn't. The guy rode Amtrak on the arm for decades, not paid a goddamn dime on your back. You think he has any wherewithal about driving places? I have to put gas in my Corvette when I go home. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure you're at the gas station, Joe. We're going to see how this plays out. But how it's playing out is similar to how we said it was going to play out in March before we left to travel around the country. So it's important to keep an eye on gas prices when you're driving a 40-foot Winnebago, of course. It's stunning. It has played out almost exactly as expected. However, they weren't talking about price per barrel at $380 at the time. That's a recent and scary development. Let's see what happens. You can almost guarantee that if Biden can fuck it up, he's going to, whether it's on purpose or whether it's by accident. He's a fool, he's a flunky, and he's a fraud. Anyway, gang, it's a family show. Let's see what happens by the end of the summer. I have to tell you that the way they're treating gas prices, I'm going to repeat it again. They must have something up their sleeve for this election because they're going to get fucking slaughtered at this election. Either they figured out a way to cheat in every goddamn election, Senate election, congressional election. It wouldn't be surprising, right? Or there's not going to be any election. Everybody's going to vote by mail because the new strain of CoronaCon is going to shut everything down. Because I don't see how you could go into an election year already facing a firing squad of angry fucking voters and election. Figuratively relax. We got him, Mildred! He said firing squad! Come on. And have gas. Even where it's at now. We're talking about $10, $15 and up if it goes to $3.80 a barrel. You know, they seem pretty relaxed about it, right? Ask Biden. How long is this going to go on? If he was interested in winning votes, he'd say, another week or two, it'll be under control, and then prices will come down. No, as long as it takes. Well, to me, that says trouble if you believe in fair elections in 2022. The whole fucking lot of these criminals seem pretty relaxed. The entire economy collapsing with inflation. We're just talking about gas prices is one factor, but I've never seen such an ugly playing field, called a battlefield, such a lopsided battlefield going into an election, a key election where you need to hold and gain seats, but specifically hold seats, and you're facing annihilation politically, and you're just fucking laissez-faire. There must be something afoot. There must be fuckery afoot. Let's watch it play out. And it's going to start playing out third week of September. A friend of mine contacted me and said, what do you know about what's happening out there? I'm trying to get a vacation in with the family. I want to rock and roll first week after Labor Day. I think Labor Day is on the 5th of the month, September 5th. I said, you got a week in there, 2 weeks, I think, before they hit the fan. Shit hits the fan, so he booked his vacation for right after that, right after the so-called end of the summer. But before the end of September, I said, that's a sweet spot. Let's see if it plays out. People do this all the time, and we haven't been wrong yet. I'd like to be wrong about every fucking thing, but we're not. So at some point, it only matters that you're right. Credit and everything else is meaningless. Biden apparently thinks $5 of gas isn't painful enough, and so his EPA is attacking America's largest oil field. Yeah, well, I thought the guy said he was, it's Putin. It was, right? You ask, was Squeaky Fromm, the former spokesman, why are gas prices like, it's Putin's war in Ukraine? Yes, his current dope. What did we nickname this broad? Baby Small Talk? His current spokes dope. Yes, Baby Small Talk. Or the Laminator with their laminated book. What's going on? It's Putin's war in Ukraine. You take a look at this. No, it's Biden's EPA, of course. In case you were wondering whether the Biden administration could do anything more to cripple the U.S. fossil fuel industry, well, the answer is yes, of course. In fact, they're doing it. EPA is considering an ozone violation designation for portions of the Permian Basin, the largest oil field in the United States. The Permian Basin is located in West Texas and southeastern New Mexico. In the letter to President Joe Biden on Monday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott warned that this action could lead to skyrocketing prices at the pump by reducing production, increase the cost of that production, or do both. The Permian Basin, he informed the president, accounts for 25% of our nation's gas supply, 95 million gallons per day, and 40% of all oil produced domestically. Well, I'm sure when he got the letter from Abbott, Biden originally thought the Permian Basin had something to do with his vice president. Anyway, gang, it's a family show. We can't go there. Not this early in the week, at least. He said Permian Basin, not Fertile Crescent. Is this about the vice president? Anyway, Abbott emphasized that this decision was entirely discretionary, and Biden has the power to stop it. If you do not stop it, the action alone might serve as a catalyst for economic harm, leading to even deeper reliance on imported foreign energy and a faster economic decline into the pending recession. The governor, Republican governor wrote, first of all, that's exactly what Biden wants. He wants a deeper reliance on imported foreign energy, so we have to pay more at the pump, so we'll be fucking soaked and learn our lesson about fossil fuels and go buy an electric car and go wait in line for hours to get it charged up. You see these charging stations? 20 deep at a charging station, 20 people deep waiting. 5 or 6 pumps, taking an hour each. Do the math. You're there 4 hours. It takes another hour, hour and a half to charge these things up. You're in for 6 hours. Fuck out of here. What's your time worth? The government doesn't think it's worth anything. Go buy your $60,000 electric car. Your time's worth nothing. Spend 10 hours a week sitting in your car playing grab ass. What is your time worth? The older you get, time is more of a commodity because you have less of it. You're going to sit around in a car and wait to charge up like a fucking dope? God bless you. And second of all here, Abbott, we are not in or moving into a pending recession. We certainly are in the middle of a recession. It's just that they're not allowed to tell you that they're in a recession, that we are in a recession. They officially have designated a recession until you've sat around long enough based on their assurances that we're not in a recession and you've made no fucking moves to act like we are in a recession. Therefore, by the time that they officially say it, you are fucking screwed. Take it from me, folks. This is a fucking recession like we've never seen before, but they're not allowed to tell you that because the script says to tell you that several months later, likely after fourth quarter 2022. Take it from me, folks. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. But Jerome Powell didn't see it coming, so don't listen to him. Why the fuck would you listen to him? We were talking about this 2 years ago. 2 years ago, 3 months ago, 2 years ago, 4 months ago. Maybe we know what the hell we're talking about. And Powell, of course, sure as shit does, he's just not allowed to tell you. So he'll sit there and say that, oh, I got it wrong. No, no, no. You lied. There's a big difference. So Abbott concludes, because time is of the essence in these EPA proceedings, I must hear back from you by July 29th, 2022. The EPA's proposed redesignation is not suspended by that date. Texas will take action needed to protect the production of oil and the gasoline that comes from it. Doesn't matter. By that time, the price of gas will be through the roof. When is that? That's a month out almost. 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks out. You can only imagine what gas is going to look like in 3.5 weeks. I mean, seriously. Should we get an over-under? I don't think I want part of that action. I really don't. But Biden, on top of that, Biden nixes Atlantic and Pacific Ocean drilling as global demand source. He has no interest in limiting anything. It's a fucking joke. You're paying $2.50, $2.60, $2.65, etc. in Russia for gas a gallon. You could be paying the same thing here. He wants to soak you and bleed you because there's a lot of money to be made for himself and his cronies in this climate change scheme. It's not going to work. There's not enough lithium on the planet to make this work with car batteries. There's not enough car batteries to make it work. There's not enough charging stations to make it work. And Americans don't have enough money to go buy the cars. So we're just going to keep being pounded and waterboarded with this nonsense until the fucking cows come home. They're taxed too. If they burp or fart, they get taxed too. So they might not come home at all. If you're driving an electric car, you might find it pretty hard to get home as well. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed blocking all new drilling in the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans as the world cries out for more energy and for more sources far from Russia, the Middle East, and the OPEC oil cartel. Where the fuck is Congress? Come go with me? Yeah, that's pretty much their fucking philosophy. Why are they going with what Biden? Why don't they do anything? There's moves that they can make. You're allowed to pass laws out here. Yeah, you don't have to wait for the Supreme Court to do all the heavy lifting. You can pass laws out here. You got this fucking demented, senile. Almost said it. It's such a fun word to say. It's such a fun word to say. But for now, we'll avoid it. Sitting in the White House making these edicts, making these little declarations like King fucking George, right? Biden is out of control. He does what he wants. Is that the way that the branches of government were set up when the founding fathers crafted this government? I don't think so. I don't think the president gets to do what the fuck he wants. It's stunning. It's stunning. And this is one of the things we just have to sit back and take it. We have no control over this whatsoever. So it's frustrating to all of us out here. But we supposedly have elected officials. That's why I say, don't fucking waste your money and give. Almost said it again. And give these bastards your money. Give it to charity. A place like fourheroescharity.org. 100 cents on the dollar goes to help kids. That's where I want my money to go, not these scumbags. What the fuck have they done for you? But talk a good game. That's all they do is talk and line their own pockets and make sure they get elected again so they can keep lining their pockets. These flunkies couldn't make that kind of money anywhere else, putting money in their pockets, lining their pockets. They're not that talented. They really aren't. They're not that special. They're not that bright. That's why they're there. Crooked as hell, though. Biden is also moving to shut down exploration and production of oil and gas on onshore federal lands. Isn't he at the same time saying we need to do something to protect fossil fuels in the U.S. energy landscape? Oh, except don't look at what I'm doing over here. This is Joey's three-card Monty. It's a shell game, not shell oil, by the way. They're not involved in it. Not that kind of shell game. A plan released just days ago on Friday shows the White House proposed no more than 10 potential lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico, an option for one potential lease sale in the northern portion of the Cook Inlet in Alaska, and no lease sales for the Atlantic or Pacific planning areas over the 2023 through 2028 period. I think it's, if Biden thinks he's going to be in the White House in 2024 through 2028, that would be something. That would be something. I mean, you think it's bad now. If this wax cigar shop fucking dummy is here for another 4 years, kiss this motherfucker goodbye. I mean, it's already done, so to speak. I'm trying to prep people for that. But they really... if there's anything left to burn down by 2024, that's another question. People worried about 2024. Fuck's sake. I'm worried about midterms making it. I'm actually worried about making it to August. talking out both sides of his drooling mouth. This drooling toddler. Somebody smack some sense into this drooling toddler, please. We need to protect fossil fuels. We need to limit. I mean, it's just like a joke, right? Anything to soak you. This is to break you. And this is also a de facto lockdown. Look, it's a summer. I was out this weekend. There's way less people out this weekend than before. They're sitting at home. They're sitting at home. There's also way less fireworks this year as well. I talk about fireworks, right? There's way less people buying, and we talked about it on Hotwire, buying patriotic things at the store, streamers, flags, little Uncle Sam type figurines and stuff. Those shelves are still full of patriotic paraphernalia, so to speak. People are not spending money, and they're locked down. This is a reverse. This is a backdoor lockdown, plain and simple. What can I tell you, man? I need a drink. I'm out of water, which probably means I'm close to the end of the show, right? But we'll just keep on trucking. We got other stuff to do. Grocery cart inflation jumps to highest in 42 years. But don't worry about it. 42 years. But you got guys like Powell and dopey Greg Abbott in Texas. Don't think this guy's a fucking savior either. Give me a break. Please. Get that out of your fucking head right away, please. He can't even denounce the World Economic Forum. Okay? You think he's on your side? Give me a break. Grocery cart inflation jumps the highest in 42 years. Again, and you got like Powell and Abbott. Oh, we're not in a recession. Oh, I didn't see inflation. You didn't see it coming. It's the worst in 42 years. You didn't see it coming. How the fuck do you still have a job, pal? Didn't see it coming. Who are you fucking bullshitting? I swear to God, the music is the only thing that keeps me, okay, from flying off like a fucking Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloon. Key measure of inflation is showing groceries in May costing American households 11% more this year than last year, the biggest annual price gain since December 1980. Remember that clip I played at the beginning of the show, President Reagan? Oh, yeah. If you don't know what it was like to live in the early 80s, now you do. Coming off a Jimmy Carter administration. Carter was still in office in December of 1980, if my math serves me correctly. Coming off of that fucking disaster. Only to be outdone by this disaster. I mean, every night, President Carter has a little fucking cupcake with a little candle on it, because he's no longer the shittiest president in modern history. He's not even close. Carter's starting to look like Teddy Roosevelt at this point compared to this fucking fraud. So if you ever wonder what it was like to live in 1978, 1979, here you are. It's even worse. We did recover from that idiot, but it took years. It took a decade. The rate we're going, I don't think we can come back from it. I don't think we're supposed to come back from it. Plain and simple. But what do I know? I've only been fucking right about everything we talked about. Jerome Powell sits there and says he didn't see inflation coming. He underestimated inflation. And people believe that. People believe that. Of course, 11% that they say is bullshit, too. It's way more than 11%. You go and you buy food right now. It's like you can find something that's 11%, only 11% higher than it was a year ago. Okay, make a list. I'll shop there, too. We've gone over this 1,000 times. 1,000 times. And yet, people still don't understand this is contrived. This is on purpose. I'm not going to spend fucking Tuesday talking about the consumer price index and playing grab ass with those numbers. you know. Don't worry, though. They found a new scapegoat for high food prices and potentially disastrous further increases in food prices. They found a new scapegoat. Weather. U.S. agriculture executives are warning that war and extreme weather have put global food supplies in danger as skyrocketing food prices have led to shortages and protests worldwide. Oh, it seems like this little war they have, this little bullshit war, this war theater that they've been putting on now for months, certainly is serving the elites very well. They needed a boogeyman to take the pressure off their feckless leadership. The fact that everything is collapsing, including the financial markets, they needed to blame it on their old, trusty scapegoat, Russia. You understand how this works? This is why it's a global scheme. It's not real. It's contrived. It certainly is contrived. They love to make it seem like all this stuff is happenstance. It's just nations are not getting along and it's putting pressure. Bullshit. Bullshit. If they wanted to solve this and remedy it, they'd do it. There's more money to be made